art with Brain on the Mind, which opens at the Science Museum this week. Implicit in what I've read about this seems to be the suggestion that no longer necessarily are art and science separate disciplines.
No, that's not correct. We think that art and science are separate disciplines. They operate in separate areas. They require different sort of training, and they function in different ways. Because they're different and because they're separate, we find that bringing them together is interesting and brings the sort of results that the exhibition itself shows at the Science Museum.
Can you give us an example?
Well, we set up the exhibition as a collaboration and conversations between artists and scientists, not as a way of finding the answers to neuroscience by using artists' minds. And what we did as curators was to bring together artists, physically artists and scientists from different fields, and build the exhibition around the curiosity of eight, in fact, contemporary artists in particular, and started from their points of view, there you are, the curiosity, wanting to find out about things, and simply really without any arrogance to say, you know, that art is science or science is art, we aim to bring them together to find out what they wanted to find out and start the conversation.
What did they want to find out?
Well, different artists wanted to find out different things. They, one of the artists was very interested in the physicality of consciousness, as she put it,
Annie Castle. What does that mean?
She's interested in the visual representation of concepts and ideas, and also in the way that imaging, visual representation in science represents the brain. She was literally, as a visual artist, she wanted to see what the visual representation of what neuroscientists talk about has produced. And she worked with in a laboratory with constructing a three-dimensional, she's a sculptor, and she constructed a three-dimensional representation of the parts of the brain which are involved in seeing and in the process of seeing and in the process of hearing.
And did she feel that her increased understanding of what neuroscience was identifying helped her understand consciousness more and produce art that was aesthetically more valuable?
She didn't set out to understand consciousness or the whole of neuroscience or to produce something more aesthetically valuable.
Isn't that what artists do? I mean, one, to understand the concepts that interest them or the experience that interests them, and two, to produce something that's aesthetically valuable?
They may be doing it throughout a long period in their lifetime, and each part of their work is quite limited and quite focused on a particular task. So that saying that an artist in one specific piece of work resolves all the problems that they set out to resolve is...
No, clearly not.
It's clearly not true.
But surely...
To look for a global answer in the exhibition on what artists would have done is not correct. You know, they each looked at a particular aspect. They wanted to get closer to something that they were interested in. And this element of getting closer is very, very important. It's actually quite difficult to bring together two sides, two disciplines, which actually function in very different fields.
I think it's really admirable to bring people together like that. I mean, I sense a certain sort of single discipline line of thinking emerging from my friend over the table there. But to bring artists and neuroscientists together is surely about making new connections. And I think that the third missing bit in Chris's definition of art, I mean, it's the kind of Emily Dickinson view that, you know, a great poem takes the roof of your mind off, knocks the roof of your head off.
I think you remember that, Bill.
Yeah.
You told him it.
Yeah. I told him it.
You offered it anyway. Let's go back to Marina's exhibition. I mean, I'm really interested in what your thought is about what artists, educationalists and neuroscientists might bring to the party, because Susan Greenfield, whom I believe you're collaborating with, she is a Royal Institution collaborator with one of your artists, and she too has been involved with us in the Campaign for Learning in pulling together neuroscientists and educationalists to see where we can develop a common language. I mean, is there a new learning science, do you think, or were you taking a different tack from Jeremy's opening question?
Well, I think in the context of our conversation today, I can say that there is a different way of learning that has gone on in that exhibition, which is very much for the purpose of that particular project. So I wouldn't want to pretend that that is the new way of learning that everybody should espouse. But certainly the bringing together of different fields and different groups of people in different disciplines is something that brings unexpected and interesting results. Susan Greenfield at the Royal Institution has now set up an artist in residence, one of the artists, Annie Cattrall, in fact, in the exhibition, the one I was talking about the representations of visual representations of consciousness, has been nominated as an artist in residence, and she's using a studio which used to be occupied by an ex-president of the Royal Institution, Sir Lawrence Bragg, and she's occupying that space as an artist, and she's in conversation, she attends lectures, and she's in conversation as she wishes to be. So that there is certainly an effort to bring together...
There's a dialogue.
There is a dialogue, yes, there is a dialogue. If there wants to be a dialogue, there is a dialogue, and it has to be created first and foremost by creating a proximity of spaces.
But these are totally different fields, aren't they? I mean, one is essentially solitary, the other is collective, one is concerned with provable facts, the other is concerned with interpretation. One, if it's effective, produces lasting evidence which endures. Art is a victim to fashion. I mean, I don't see how far this marriage can be taken.
I don't think there is the intention to occupy the same fields, and I don't think that it strengthens either disciplines to say that an artist is also a scientist or a scientist also is also an artist. That may happen, but that may very well be an individual choice. I think that it is in the differences that we can find the exciting moments and exchanges. And we do it very much in that spirit. But we believed that bringing together the artists and the scientists is something that is quite difficult to do. And
but to what end, Marina? That's what I'm still grappling with. To what end?
Don't say it, Chris.
I'd like to, and I will. But
yes.
After you've seen it, you can come back and review it for us.